Time to drive this car. Time to kick some brain. Just enough people walking to prevent me from pulling out, but there's like a gap every step of the way that I can almost get through, and then there's people. No, you guys go ahead. All right, there's too many other people coming. I don't want to run nobody over. All right, here we go. It's my time. This guy's on a bike. Let him go. You're going. All right, what are you doing? All right. Did it. I made the turns I needed to make. I built the robot. Got a lot done today.
Very low key on the profile. home, look at PhoebeBridgers.com and try and get out and see her.
Yeah, she's amazing.
Motion Sickness on SiriusXMU.
Greatest Hits, and it folds out two albums since El Paso, Streets of Laredo. Big up.
Dad started me at 5 years old, jiu-jitsu, he put me in there, boxing, my boxing coach started getting in my head, so everyone told me kind of like, you gotta do this, keep doing this, don't stop. Guitar is the only thing that I picked up where it was just on my own, and then I fell in love with it. I taught myself how to play, and every time I'm in training camp, I try to learn one song.
Yeah?
Yeah, and that's my goal.
Mm. Yeah. Which ones do you know?
I mean, I can play La Bamba, obviously, Stairway to Heaven. I can play Johnny Cash, Hurt.
Oh, diversity, I like it.
I can play, Eric Clapton, More Than Words. Yeah.
You're a nice guy, but yeah. I'll tell you this, you're the guy everybody hates. Because when you pull that thing out and play it for girls, girls avoid all of us.
But I don't pull it out, though. I don't pull it out.
Comes out
I don't pull it out. I'm getting embarrassed of singing in front of people. I just do it alone.
Really?
Yeah.
You've never once used it like a...
I sing it here. I put like a couple of things here and there every once in a while, but I just usually just do it myself.
If I were you, I would have one strategically in my house in different rooms so that when the girl goes, hey, what is that? Oh, that old thing. And then you pull it out, and that's when you play La Bamba.
She said
When he scores a touchdown, does he whip a nene?
It's all I can do. I have to threaten him that in this league they throw flags for taunting or excessive celebration. So nobody's told him any different, so I've been able to keep him under wraps.
Oh, thank goodness. I worry about him. He's not afraid of the crowd. So anyway, well, that's the hard-hitting stuff. I've been keeping up on that. So
yeah.
Tell him to keep up the good work. Hey, how you been anyway? How's it been being away, being home more? I know you get to enjoy things that you haven't got to enjoy the past few years. A little itch to get back on the road. Give us an overview of how things have been.
You know, you say past few years. I've not taken a sabbatical, if you will, or a year off of rodeo Because, I mean, I feel like that's what we've done. I mean, I went to 11 events this year, and they were quality events, and obviously the competition was outstanding. But, you know, as far as just getting in and just the typical grind, yeah. Since 1998, I've been in the middle of it. So 19 years in a row, never a year off till this year. It was an experience, you know, and I wouldn't trade it for the world. That goes without saying. But I've been able to do all the sports stuff that you've talked about, concentrate a lot on, you know, the Relentless line of products. And I mean, you name it, from kids sports to just other businesses. We've been busy still.
Yeah. You know, it's funny. I don't think people get that when you say, no, it's nice to be home. Nice to be home. Oh yeah. Right. This year I took off from the middle of May until Calgary, which would be a month and I don't know how many weeks. I got to figuring out of the arena wise to not step in the arena, dress up, entertain. That was the longest break I had had since about 1997. And it's hard to explain, isn't it?
I love the fact that everybody goes, well, what are you doing with all your free time? And I told them the funny thing that I learned about free time is as soon as people realize you have free time, you don't have any more free time. I don't care if it's, you know, just little here and there or schools or appearances or something. They find a way to eat up your free time, that's for sure.
Yeah, you know, I was checking out the ERA Championships coming up in November in Dallas. It's kind of an interesting little tie-in now with the American where you can, you know, if I'm a cowboy, rodeo. Check me if I'm wrong. If I read it right, I can go to one rodeo, qualify for the ERA Championships and the American semifinals. That's kind of double dipping there. That's not a bad weekend that you could possibly have if you hit that in Dallas, right?
No, it's so much opportunity, you know, for the qualifiers that week. I mean, we've been rolling all year long, but
we picked up a basketball. We're Michael Jordan.
Queens. Rock the Bell. Radio.
Motherfucking moment of silence for this small chronic break. Yeah, niggas be brown nosing these hoes and shit, taking bitches out to eat, spending money on these hoes. You know what I'm saying? I treat a bitch like 7-Up. I never have, I never will. I tell a bitch like this, bitch, you without me is like Harold Melvin without the Blue Notes. You're never gonna platinum. Hey, Daz, give me a light, nigga.
This isn't. Nah, it's just not doing it. Apple Music. No better than it was. It's no longer even loading the, like, the recommendations tab of just, or like the playlist. Like, here's the stuff that's for you. Like, it just doesn't even load anymore. It hasn't for days. Oh, there it goes. There it goes. I guess see what it thinks are my favorites. No, no, none of that's gonna do it. None of that's gonna do it. I don't know. Back to the radio, I guess. I don't.
Hey, yo, the bottom line is, I'm a crook with a deal. If my record don't sell, I'm a robber still. You better recognize, nigga, I'm straight from the street. These industry niggas are starting to look like something to eat. I snatch Kim, tell Puff, you want to see her again? Dance your ass down to the nearest ATM. I have dreams of fucking the R&B bitch. But I wake up early and bounce with all the shit when I apply pressure. Son, it ain't even funny. I'm out to stick Bobby for some of that Whitney money. Brian McKnight. I could get the nigga anytime. Have to keep sweating, staring at the barrel of my nine. Since these Harlem World niggas seem to all be fair, I put the gun to Cardan, tell him, tell your man, make it seem better. I'm a poor dad, watch now. I mean, right now, the only excuse for being broke is being in jail. An entertainer can't make barely broke as hell. I rob ODB, but that'd be a waste of time. Probably have to clap him, running toss the nine. I follow Fox in the drop for four blocks. Plotting the jumps up for that rock, corrupt cop. What you get to sell, like four milli, got something to live for. Don't want a nigga putting four through that Bentley coupe, though. I'm man here. Like, dude, get on the ground. You ain't with Mary no more. Where you getting chips from now? I've been scheming on Tone and Pope since they found me. Steve don't have to wear that platinum shit around me. I'm a klepto, not for real, son. I'm sick. I'm about to stick slick break for all that old school shit. Right now I'm bent. When I get like this, I don't think about to make Stevie J take off that tight ass mick. I rob pun without a gun. That just peace and run. This nigga wait 400 pounds. I ain't gonna catch me, son. Huh? I catch P and Silk and Shaka right after the Grammys, and Will Smith and Jada ass down in Miami. Run up on Timberland and Missy with the pound, like, you give me the cash, you put the hot dog down. I figured it out, niggas been robbing Joe before. That's why his ass don't wanna be a player no more. Robin JD, fuck you, pay me. Had the brat with him, shoulda had his gap with him. DMX wanna get down? Well, you tell on me. I'm on that trench shit, I do my dirt all by my lonely. I should rob Clue, man, this shit did well. I wanna stick TQ, but this shit ain't sell. I hit the studios, take niggas' shoes and leave. Catch Ray Ghost and Rizzo for them funny ass rings. Tell Sticky, give me the cash for an MP3. I beat your ass like that white boy on MTV. Cannabis wanna battle while I'm sticking them up. Fuck the cab, the coroner's picking them up. Hey nigga, I saw you. He said, why you robbing me? I got nothing but love for you. He called Juvenile for his cash money piece. Told him I want it all. He said, even my gold teeth. I caught Black Street on a back street in the black teeth. One at a time. Get out and take off your shine. Did you ever think that you would be this rich? Did you ever think that you would have these hits? Did you ever think that I'd flash the nine and walk off with your shit like it's mine? I'ma keep sticking niggas until I'm living. I rob boys to men like I'm Michael Bivens. Catch Tyson for half that cash like Robert Givens. I'm hungry for real, I'm about to stick Mr. C. That nigga still eating off Big First LP. I had busted a whole flip mode on the floor. He asked me if I had enough, I told him, give me some more. If you feeling this, then wait for the sequel. I gotta get Kirk Franklin for Robin's R's people.
Stop fucking, that's just how it goes down. It don't matter if you're in the street, nigga, or a regular nigga, or a bitch. incredible how something that a bunch of kids put together turned a whole industry onto a genre that a lot of people turned their noses up at in the beginning, but stuck around so long that they had to take it serious. I don't know if I said that right. Sounded different in my head.
123rd and Park
in the Bronx.
Is
where it started at.
Molded all the hip-hop artists in this game right now. Without hip-hop, this world would be fucked up right now. Ooh-wee.
Ooh-wee.
Jealous wanna get some. Every time we do the sucker MCs wanna battle. I'm the man they love to hate, the J-R-U-N of Seattle. Picked up the posse on 23rd and Jackson, heading for the strip. Yes, we're looking for some action. The limo's kinda crowded, the whole car was leaning back. Maharaji's watching TV with two girlies on his lap. On Martin Luther King, the set looks kinda dead. We need a new street, so posse move ahead. We all look kinda suave, the crew you can't forget. The Mix-a-Lot posse, Cole ripping up the set. With the driver, they made him feel good. The posse's getting bigger, there's much too many freaks. My muffler's dragging, my suspension's getting weak. Now the freaks are getting hungry and Mix-a-Lot streaking. We stopped at Taco Bell for some Mexican eating, but Taco Bell was closed. The girl goes on my tip. They said, go back the other way, we'll stop and eat a tip. Fix is the place where the cool hang out. The swamps like to play and the rich want clout. Posse to the burger stand so big we walk in twos. We're getting dirty looks from those other sucker crews. Get sensation, dropped the 20 and didn't even miss it. He's up from another crew. She picked it up and kicked it. Her boyfriend is ill and he went to slap her face. My homeboy PLB, Cole sprayed the boy with mace. Cause I never liked a punk who beat up on his girl. If you don't have game, then let her leave your world. We took this girl with us, with him she wrote the bus. She gave the boy the finger and the sucker you got a bunch of dudes, you're broke cold crying about the Rockman blues. You beat up on your girl, and now you're all upset. He's with the Mix-a-Lot posse on the Broadway set.
like the joints we play all day. This is where they came from.
Salute the sample.
Y'all know this joint right here? It's the five stair steps. There's be no five garbage cans.
Alive, all these niggas popping now is young. Everybody say the music that they make is dumb. I remember I was 18. Money, pussy, parties, I was on the same thing. You gotta give a boy a chance to grow some. Everybody talking like they know something these days. Niggas acting woke, but they broke, I respect the struggle, but you all frontin' these days. Man, they barely old enough to drive. To tell them what they should do, who the fuck am I? I heard one of them diss me, I'm surprised. I ain't trippin', listen good to my reply. Come here, little man, let me talk with you. See if I can paint for you the large picture. Congrats, cause you made it out your mama house. I hope you make enough to buy your mama house. I see your watch icy and your whip foreign. I got some good advice, never quit torn. Cause that's the way we eat here in this rap game. I'm fucking with your funky little rap name. I hear your music and I know that raps change. A bunch of folks will say that that's a bad thing. Cause everything's commercial when it's pop now. Trap drums is the shit that's hot now. See, I've been on a quest for the next wave. But never mind, that was just a segue. I must say, by your songs I'm unimpressed, hey. But I love to see a black man get paid. And plus you having fun and I respect that. But have you ever thought about your impact? These white kids love that you don't give a fuck. Cause that's exactly what's expected when your skin black. They wanna see you dab, they wanna see you pop a pill. They wanna see you tell it from your face to your heels. And somewhere deep down, fuck it, I gotta keep it real. They wanna be black and think your song is how it feels. So when you turn up, you see them turning up too. You hit the next city, collect your money when it's due. You get in that paper swimming in bitches, I don't blame you. You ain't thinking about the people that's looking like me and you. I know you think this type of revenue is never ending, but I when dating kids is listening, gon' grow up and get too old for that shit that made you blow up. Now your show's looking like this, they don't show up, which unfortunately means the money slow up. Now you scrambling and hoping to get out again, but you forgot you only pop cause you was riding trends. Now you old news and you going through regrets cause you never bought that house, but you got a Benz and a bunch of jewels and a bunch of shoes and a bunch of fake friends. I ain't judging you, I'm just telling you what's probably gonna happen when you rapping about the type of shit you rapping about. It's a faster route to the bottom. I wish you good luck. I'm hoping for your sake that you ain't dumb as you look. But if it's really true what people saying and you call yourself playing with my name, then I really know you fuck. Trust, I'll be around forever cause my skills is tip top. To any amateur niggas that wanna get right, just remember what I told you when your shit flop. In 5 years you gon' be on Love and Hip Hop, nigga.
I'm coming up. Welcome back to the Fly Zone Radio. I'm Shade 45. What's happening? This your big homie, Tricky Tricky. We live in the Blue Room, Smoke Gang.
Ah.
What's up, OG? What you got going on, man?
What's I do with you, my baby?
You got, boy, you into that goddamn phone, there, man. What's on there?
I'm looking up a classic, man. Remember the old ZR1 Corvettes?
Yeah.
Yeah, see, them get ready to be classical cars, man. You can buy one of them, stash it, yeah. And probably, you know, be sitting on something.
I believe that.
Yeah.
Vets don't really lose value.
But see, that's a special edition. Remember, they had the regular Vets, then they had the ZR1.
But you're
just, I mean, it's probably in the 90s. You probably start, you know, looking for them in the 90s. Ooh. You know what I mean? Because when you think of the old Vets, like the 1950s when they first came out, the 60s, they're worth a lot of money now. So you know what I'm saying? When they got to the 70s, the 80s, it really wasn't worth nothing.
You can put the same, you can put the Vet frame never changed, right? So you can take a 79 and put it on any Vet frame. It never changed the frame.
Really?
Yeah. It never changed the frame.
That's amazing. I didn't know that. Yeah. I don't know if that's the grant you had. Five. I had five of them. Man, you know, over the years, man, I had my first bet, I was sick, man. 22?
Yeah.
And I just kept getting them.
I could only imagine slash. What the fuck is going on in the world today? It's our age. What's going on, man? It passed you the wing.
Was that the Knight Rider car?
No.
That was the...
No, the Knight Rider car was a Trans Am. He had a TA. He had an 84 TA. 83, kids. 84 TA, yeah.
Kits. Now everybody cars are fucking kit.
Right, dog.
Hey, big head, like, don't do it. You trying to get the answer to the paper?
What paper? I always study for papers.
Which one?
She trying.
What paper?
Big Atlanta. She trying to whip me.
I was just talking to him.
Extremely engaged radio.
That's what you're trying to figure out.
Okay, so I wasn't here last week, so did we already talk about the little boy in Rochester? Did we talk about that already? Okay, so Rochester, you know, right down the street. Right down the street. We right here, Rochester, right down the street. This boy.
What? I thought they was Rochester here.
Yeah, but that's still right down the street. It's like 40 minutes. You know, our area.
Farmington, he got you.
Okay, anyways, moral of the story is he was lost trying to find his way to school because he missed his bus. Mom was at work. Dad's in the military, deployed. And he knocked on somebody's door in Rochester, which is a relatively, you know, nice area, trying to get directions, and he got shot at.
Okay, and everybody acting like that's strange.
Explain the detail.
He knocked on a door. Like, why are you going to shoot at somebody for knocking on your door? He didn't, like...
The man
shot at him.
Obviously a few things.
Right.
And I hope that nobody take this personal.
First
of all, this man is an alcoholic, for one. The shooter.
Okay.
Oh, he is an alcoholic, okay, for one. Second of all, he paranoid. That's number two. These two things, you're alcoholic, paranoid.
Then his wife was tripping.
He might
too.
Smoke weed. That's another thing. That can, you know, over. If you smoke too much weed, it can you hallucinogenic effects. You start seeing shit.
Okay.
Where?
So, number four, this man is a fucking gun freak. He got 100 fucking guns.
Okay.
And so, it's a thing, like, with anybody, it's like trespassing. Like, if you come on my property, I'll blast your ass.
Okay.
And so, now we looking at it from, I guess, a different perspective, because it's a lot of ways you could look at that, but that did happen, so.
Okay, I mean, and they making a fuss about this guy. He locked up, or was he out on
bail? No, he locked up.
They come down with the hammer, and thank God, little homie didn't get hit.
a girl not too long ago, remember, was beating on the door after the accident, and the man
shot her.
He killed her.
Yeah.
And he not in jail.
She.
He in jail?
Hell yeah.
He didn't go to jail at first, though, right?
They got his ass up about a minute.
Yeah.
Okay.
It was like.
The once again, like Dearborn, right?
Yeah.
Once again, like, we have an issue where it's like they talk about these kids not calling in with all these stupid ass threats of the school. Don't blow the school up, shoot the school up. Nah, there's some lunatics actually making it happen. But as I remember, we had metal detectors at my school. And before you went in that school, you had to walk through that metal detector. Now, before they installed them, it was guns in school every day. You know what I'm saying? The brother just knew, don't be firing the guns off in school.
You took a gun.
Wait till we get outside.
You took a gun.
Yeah. Listen, I was so crafty. I had cut my little English book out, all the pages in my English book, and had dug all the pages, like 200 some pages, and I had a 22 in my English book. And what was so crazy is anybody who hear this and went to Cooley High School, know that boy ain't lying. We had guns in school back then, man. That's shit.
This was in Rochester. This
I understand. So it's a different demographic. Our people and in our public schools know how to handle themselves with guns in school. These clowns come to school and shoot each other in the school. You gotta wait till you catch them in the neighborhood and shoot who you want. Gotta be selective. You can't just start doing a random shooting shit in school. Shoot the motherfuckers in the neighborhood, man. Or don't shoot nobody at all.
Catch the frame, man. Let's put the knuckles up.
Yeah, well, I'm just saying, you know, let's we trying to solve the problem. Let's don't be hypocritical and say, oh, they ain't fighting their sissies. Okay, we know that. All right, so beyond that, what's the solution to the problem? Let's not be a finger pointing because we all did dumb shit. So it comes to a point where you don't be judged.
The boy knocked on the door to ask for directions. The old white motherfucker shot at him. He was wrong.
Yeah,
on radio, Shane 45. We'll be right back.
Arrow, leave me alone. This week's first alert on Hip Hop Nation.
Oh yes, you told me.
7967874. When Tommy Dreamer and LeGrecker are back right here, I'm Busted Open.
You know, he's so tiny anyways, but he's so strong, and he was always, and he still does, still learns all that he possibly can. And to help us as we're out there at the ranch doing the same thing, but absolutely, I think he...
I'm your channel host, Greg Bell, and as you've probably surmised by now, this is not a normal Gunsmoke broadcast, but rather a recording of a rehearsal full of plugs, laughter, bleeped out profanity, and most likely some inebriated cast members. It was likely recorded around Christmas time 1955, and later I share with you the actual episode as it aired. Right now, though, let's get back to this rehearsal, where I believe lead actor Bill Conrad will soon have some trouble with laughter. Enjoy.
Some trouble with laughter. Enjoy.
Yet Mills was about as mad as any man I ever saw. But I managed to get him on the horse, and then he and Chester and I rode quietly out of Dodge. That day we covered some 60 miles over at Greystone Indian Agency. Run by a man called Albert Leach, who didn't seem too bright, but at least I could tell he wasn't a grafter like most. I had had a talk with him, and I brought Enoch in to meet him. Come in, gentlemen, come in. Have a chair. You give me a chair, mister, I'll bash both your heads in with it. Now, really, Mr. Mills, how come you know my name?
Marshal Dillon told me.
Now, this is Albert Leach, Enoch. He runs the age. I don't care who he is or what he runs. He's got anything to do with whatever you're up to, Marshal, he's going to end up in jail, too.
Good heavens.
Don't worry about it, Leach. Enoch was up all night, and I think you put him in a bad temper. Leach, I want you to tell him how many cattle you bought yesterday.
1,012 head.
And you paid $15 a head. Good. You robbed somebody. Any college and walk's worth $20. The government never pays over 15. That's why I don't settle the government. They haven't got much time. How about John?
Hey, over here.
Have you paid for those cattle yet, Lynch?
Oh. The boss will be here any minute to collect money.
Six to order. That's my.
And they're wounded city, immensely proud. I like the way they played football. It was a heartbreaking loss. And
I'm Ryan Payton with a look at your Major League Baseball schedule for this third.
French Canadian country music.
Playoff score, and the Knights hit a 3-0 lead 7 minutes into the first period.
Mark Jones' shell shot.
This kind of sucks, you know. I one thing that sucks about being single that really sucks is what sucks about being single is how late you have to stay up to have sex. It's crazy. Anytime I have sex, I'm single. I'm like, oh my god, why are we still like it's 5 a.m? What's going on? Are we farming? We're farming, aren't we? Is it rutabaga season? What is it, some kind of sun sacrifice we have to make? Are we going to sacrifice something? Because I'll do it. I'm horny as hell. Let's sacrifice. Wait, you know what? Let's sacrifice my dick. Let's cut it off right now. I think the worst part about being single, though, it's tough because when you're in a relationship, maybe the best part is someone learns to love you for all your weird foibles and miscues and mistakes, right? Somebody learns to love all that about you. And then when you're single, you have to kind of go through someone experiencing all that again with you, and it's like embarrassing and shitty. And it's like, I love that someone just imagined how embarrassing it could have been for me. And they're like, well, I'm already gonna start laughing. Go through this to anybody else, but I always ruin every moment very session. go. Like, let's have a date session, whatever. And this lovely lady comes back to my place, and it's like, and then, you know, we're charming each other. We're exchanging charm. Just go along with me that I know what I'm talking about. So we're exchanging charm units, and back and forth, charm units, back and forth. And that's going well. And then we start, oh my God, we start making out. It's like, oh, that's pretty good too, right? And then what she does, she takes her shirt off. And then so I'm like, okay, so then I take my shirt off, all slinky and smooth like D'Angelo. And then what does she do? Oh my God, she takes her pants off. And she takes her pants off. Oh man. So then I go to take my pants off. And this is when because it doesn't matter how smooth, how sexy I take my pants off. Doesn't matter how well they go down. Because inevitably, as soon as my pants hit the floor, like $40 of change is just gonna come cascading across the floor, right? Like every exploding out of my pants. Just like horror, sorrow.
Alright, baby girls. Alright. And bubble cam. Look at you when you're big.
Joey Wendell, the second baseman, is playing out there in his normal position. Roberts in the third baseman, the only Ray on the left side. Ed Davis takes in with a count 3-1. Colome, again at the belt, and delivers. Davis lines it out toward right center. That's a base hit. That ball over the shift. Stopping at second base is Adam Jones. So Davis does extend the game. Now let's see what Pedro Alvarez can get done. So now the Orioles have the tying run on deck. Nine to five Tampa Bay. The Orioles in this game with a bunch of hits. They got 16 hits in this game. But those four double play balls. They got 16 hits in this contest. Let's see if Pedro can add to it here. Valencia waiting to hit next. Alvarez has one hit. He is 1-for-4. And he takes it at the knees. That's a call strike. Colome on the rubber. Takes a look. Alvarez. Bat on shoulder. Colome at the belt. He delivers. Alvarez checks. Wait, did he go? He did not. Pitch is low. 1-1 to Alvarez. Pedro's 0-for-3. So just 3 at bats against his right-hander Colome. Not a whole lot to go. Alvarez back in the box. Colome okay as the side comes to the center. Here's the 1-1 delivery. Pedro half swing and a foul ball. Back to the club level off to the left. 1-2. That ball was up. Pedro started to swing, tried to check. Made contact. Foul ball. Well, the Orioles here tonight down to the last strike. Alvarez in the box. With a narrow, close fence. Colome throws the first base side. Another Robert Jones will take third on that shift. Uncontested. And now the 1-2 pitch is a fastball up and away for the count 2-2. So no steal, fielder's choice. That's how Jones hits the third. Two and two down to Pedro Alvarez. Let's see if Pedro can keep this thing going. And the right-hander again, Colome, check third. And he will come home. Pedro swings and misses. Ball game is over. Now the Orioles strike out again. In the loss column again. They've lost 5 straight. They've lost 11 of 12. In fact, if you go back to last year, they have lost 38 of the last 48 games. Something has to change.
What am I doing with my life announcing these games?
Yeah, Detroit, they're motoring it now. They can't wait to get it. So they lead 2. We'll be back with the not-so-lovely totals right after this.
This is MLB play-by-play.
Mike, you guys will be back here. Thanks for having me in for today and for the...
From pan into rotation and having a lot of... at it when you think about, you know, making that move. Clevenger was going to be this good every...
The Cubs win the ball game by a score of 1-0. David Schuster of the score is now on the field right in front of the dugout, but it seems like there's no shortage of drama when these two teams play.
Boy, when that ball left the bat, you know, whenever a hitter...
When you come to the major level, some get used to it. It gets hits. Aren't used to... the strike zone's a little, it's a few things, and then you know you start to pick a little bit, and then one.
Their way, June 8th, 1926, in Detroit, it is playing tonight with a moon launch that traveled.
So happy!
Yes, I know.
I know. I mean, Sam Darnold.
Well, my parents are happy. I did it for them. Go Jets, J-E-T-S.
Well, right. Darnold was really? A little flatline.
Chubb seemed a little bit more into it, a little bit more excited.
How good about Chubb? I feel like chicken cutlet palm Chubb. Bro, that's...
You gotta hang in there.
I am
that.
Loaded, bro.
You gotta hang in there.
I could have
90 minutes to go here.
I know, but I'm so stuffed. You waited like it was like a cupcake. I'm like, dude,
Dude, I wanted to get it down before before it started chill off.
Get it down.
Engagement channel, hits, influences, and stories from the band.
The evolution of Fleetwood Mac has been a stage where talent has been able to express themselves through the years.
The Fleetwood Mac channel. Beginning Tuesday, 5 p.m. Eastern, 2 Pacific, on Channel 30 and streaming on your phone or at home on SiriusXM connected devices and speakers.
Are you a timeshare owner that would like to get out of your timeshare the right way?
Garoppolo, you know, pushing Tom Brady. They wanted to, Belichick, Navy wanted to get rid of Tom Brady, go with Garoppolo.
Right.
So you get with all this drama, and then now in the first round, they're going to go ahead and take Tom Brady here, potentially, right? It is somewhat intriguing that they went this whole route, and now after all that.
I thought Brian Hoyer should be the quarterback.
Yeah, right, exactly. Yeah. And at this point, as selection is in, and we're waiting to see what's going to go happen here. By the way, we're still sitting 3-0 with the Golden Knights.
No, we're
not. 4-0. 4-0. The Vegas Golden
did not even have the words out of your mouth when the goal, when the puck hit the back of the net. 4-0 Vegas over San Jose with 8 minutes to go in the first period. I hope you bet the over.
I like it. You gotta like it. I like that.
Keep in mind, Internet 855.
That's a Vegas stats station. That's a weird thing to have.
Internet 855. One of these Boston at Milwaukee home feed super. Fix Internet 896. Two in round two. Pittsburgh, Washington. Eastern. Feed Series XM 91. Internet 949. Away feed Internet 942. And a 10 Eastern game one. In Vegas. Home feed Series. Internet 943. Away.
On the latest news and entertainment.
I'm telling you, you did not use that word.
And hear music with no...
Atlanta, Cincy, home feed, Sirius.
I wonder if this Fleetwood Mac station they're starting has any kind of shitty loop they're playing. No, because it's still the Lynyrd Skynyrd station.
Every night, folks, every night, whether it's this or red, white, and blue, we pay tribute to our troops and their families. So tonight, we're going to get into this. But God bless you guys. We thank you so much. Anybody got anybody serving in our military? Just stick your hands up and be honest. We thank them. Anybody served in our great military? There you go. There's some patriots right there. We thank you guys so much. Look here, I'm tired of talking. This goes out to our troops who have served, who are serving now, and will serve our great country and their families, no matter where they are tonight, Georgia. May God bless each and every one of them. Amen.
Amen.
Finally, some fucking Godsmack, bro. Steve Blackman is bubbling over. I'm gonna go. Have a good night and stuff. Be back in the morning.